from BBC News. I get abuse and threats online. Why can't it be stopped?
It's called being part of the internet.
Yeah, well,
anybody who plays game online, do they not get called names or threats?
Yeah, it's retarded. So whenever I get a death threat, which hasn't happened recently, I used to get death threats or people threatening that they had my information, they were going to dox me. I just delete them and block them, and nothing ever happened. It's all bullshit. It's just fucking people talking on the internet. This idea, and like the thing is no one actually believes anything. Like if someone sent me pictures of my house and is like, I'm outside your door, then I'd be like, oh shit, I'm going to kill a motherfucker now and get away with it. It's going to be great. I'll do this thing where I'll turn all the lights off, I'll kill the power, and then I'll unlock the door and open it and just hide in the darkness. I'll be like, that's it. I won't even say anything. I'll just be lurking in the darkness as this guy who's trying to intimidate me is waiting outside my house, and all of a sudden, like, my door opens, and it's just dark. It's just like, your move, Hoss. Come on in. Come on in. And I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna put a knife on your body and sprinkle crack. I get away with murdering you. I've been waiting for this day my whole life.
It's not murder if he attacks you first.
Exactly. You miss the feeling of killing a man. You know, you get a taste for it, and then it gets taken away from you because society. Anyway, so. These women, and they're like, oh, I'm being... And actually, they did... I know this is an older study, back in, like, the Gamergate days. But most misogynistic hate speech against women is from other women. It's, like, mostly from women. Basically, it's women calling each other bitches and cunts and whores because they dress like a whore. You know, like, a woman's walking around in no clothes, and other women will call her a whore. But, you know, they were... tracking that, talking about all the abuse women suffer online, when most of it is from other women. It's just women calling each other names. But, you know, these women are just like, oh, I'm getting abused and threats online. Why can't it be stopped? Look, I'm here to solve problems. All you have to do to solve the problem of being abused and threatened online is turn your computer off. Or there's a little X. If you go to the browser, there's a little X in the upper right. If you click that X, the threats and abuse go away. That's it. It's magic. Like, the idea of getting actually worked up over shit on the internet is so fucking stupid. It's like watching a movie and, like, calling the cops because someone in the movie got killed. Like it's an action movie or something. And you're, like, calling the cops. You're on the phone. They're like, someone just got shot. Like, oh my God, where are you? And the cops show up and you're watching a movie. Like, they got shot in the shiny box. Like, that's a movie. You just turn it off and then the killing ends. Like, why are you watching a movie when you're clearly delusional? But that's how this goes.
Well, ultimately, just for whatever way they can use to push a narrative. It's no different than the hosting of the narrative "Once Three Women Gets Raped in College." On college campus, and that includes any kind of verbal harassment online. They deem as harassment.
It's just so dumb. And now, like, they want to control all speech and all anonymity, so that you can't say anything that offends anyone. In order to so people don't get abused, it's just basically. I don't care. I really don't care. It's just so stupid. And honestly, like, at this point, fucking go ahead and ruin the internet. Do it. Fucking just ban everything, because the sooner a country like America passes some bullshit, oh, you can't abuse and threaten people online. Okay, fucking there. Now all these servers can move overseas. The internet can basically pick up and go overseas. And then Silicon Valley can eat shit and go bankrupt. I mean, and the best part is like the tech and finance sector are the only things propping up the American economy. So I want you to put a bullet in the tech sector, like really just fucking have your way with it and just kill it and then drive all those jobs and everything overseas so that there's no jobs or industries in America whatsoever to support the welfare state so that it just crashes and burns and everyone starves to death. That would just really just make my day. Because that's... This is like this bullshit. This is like the ultimate first world problem. The ultimate thing people are bitching about that's so fucking retarded. No one with any real problems... No one with any real problems ever gave a fuck about online harassment. Ever. If you are so, if you have it so easy that people calling you names on the internet, not like shouting at you and threatening you, like threatening to harm you, but typing things that you're choosing to read and that you can stop reading at any time, that's your biggest problem. People typing things at you. Now, you can. There's all kinds of things you can do to block and report. And, well, you don't even need to report, just block them. Oh, you said something I don't like. I'm blocking you, or I'm muting you, and I can't see your posts anymore. Problem solved. You can't be harassed by that person. Now, this actually, I mean, not threatening. There's this guy who kept emailing me. Like, every week he would email me with a different Sock Puppet account, talking shit. And it took me 5 seconds to basically block him, tell him to go fuck himself. Now, before I did that, I tried to engage with him, but he clearly just wasn't having it. So I just blocked him. And he kept creating Sock Puppet accounts, and he kept messaging me using different accounts. And I just kept blocking him. It took me 5 seconds. I guarantee it took him longer to create these Sock Puppet accounts than it took me to block them. It took me less than 5 seconds. It probably took him several minutes at least. So simply through a war of attrition, I win. Now, I didn't call the police. I didn't write a fucking article in the BBC about how much abuse and harassment I'm getting from this fucking retard who can't take a hint. I just blocked him until he fucked off. He hasn't written me in a while. Now he probably will now. But I'll just block him again. I'll block him over and over again until he gets bored and moves on. It's the fucking internet. Nobody's doing shit. It's words you're choosing to read. When you see someone talking shit, just stop reading their post and block them and move the fuck on. Now, that's what a rational person would do. Now, the purpose of this article is not to find a solution. It's to demand the government censor the entire internet. This goes hand in hand with the Facebook whistleblowers talking about how girls are getting bulimic.
That is their idea. That is the idea of their idea of solution.
Well, again, it's all about nationalization. So they're using girls being harassed, girls being threatened, girls getting bulimia because they saw a girl on Instagram who looked prettier than them as an excuse to censor the entire internet. Because it's not enough
they got life so good, they had to manufacture a problem to continue perpetuating the victim mentality. They already control all the media, the internet, the government, everything mainstream, but they're still the underdog somehow.
Well, it's not, the women aren't the mastermind. They're just being used. Like these articles and these people talking about how girls are being abused and we need to stop hate speech and misinformation. They don't give a fuck about girls. And the girls are being just like Greta Thunberg and all these children that the left uses as meat shields. They don't give a fuck about them.
I know. I was talking about the cathedral. And
right, they want
to girls and women, enough of them believe this BS to go along with it.
No, they're willing to be used. They're willing to be used because it benefits them personally to do so. And this is just about basically destroying free speech. They're calling it hate speech, but literally, look at the expansion of what hate speech is. It's any speech the government doesn't like. Misinformation. How is misinformation harassment and threats? Like, when they talked about hate speech and misinformation are hurting girls, the fuck? Misinformation? What the fuck are you talking about? So, no, this is just about censorship. And it's not enough that, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, all these normie platforms are kicking people off left and right. That's not good enough because people can create their own platforms. They can't get rid of Gab. They can't get rid of BitChute. They can't get rid of Subscribestar because they don't have any jurisdiction over them and they're privately owned. Facebook, Twitter, all they can do is seethe and dilate. But if they get the government to ban free speech to protect women from cyber harassment, then they can go after Gab. They can go after Subscribestar. They can go after these privately owned platforms, which they previously couldn't touch. Now they can ban. Now, like, sure, you'd be like, oh, but the First Amendment. No one cares. No one cares what the Constitution says. The government will do it anyway. The courts will do nothing to stop them. And then you'll look around and you'll say, won't someone, not me, do something? I got a family. I can't do anything. I got a family and a job. But somebody, not me. Can someone, not me, do something about this tyranny? And that'll be your epitaph. Just everyone saying, won't someone, not me, do something, until they get marched into the gulag and face the wall. But yeah, that's just women being used as meat shields. And the cathedral does this all the time. They use gay people, black people, women. They use, you know, anything they can. And that way, if you criticize their power grab and attack on your liberty, they say that you hate whatever group they're using as a meat shield. So they want to take your liberty and your property and your freedom in the name of some bullshit anti-white agenda. Well, then you're just a racist who hates black people. If you resist their power grab and seizure of your freedom and property in the name of stopping abuse and online threats and you just hate women. It's just whatever the meat shield is, they just accuse you of hating them. And the thing is, you never don't play their game. When people are coming after your freedom and they're like, oh, you just hate black people, or you hate gay people, or you hate women, or you hate the environment, or you hate this and you hate that, just tell them go fuck yourself. And you just, like, if you're online, there's no point even talking to these people at all. There's no point engaging with them at all. And there's no point filing lawsuits and all this other shit. The courts aren't going to do anything. Just realize what's coming, and you really can't do anything about it. So just save yourself. There's nothing to do. There's no point getting in arguments on Twitter with these fucking idiots. The people that you'll actually engage with on Twitter, they don't care. Like, they're pointless. Like, even if you convince some check mark that they're wrong, it changes nothing. Nothing you do on social media will change anything. Like, affect your life in tangible ways to deal with what's happening. You need to save yourself before you can't leave and you're trapped and you're going to be sent to a gulag. So that's the only thing that matters. But all this shit, like, we'll look back on this and everyone will be like, oh yeah, they were using that to take our freedom away. Yeah, but like, no one was willing to do anything. So that's why they got away with it. But they've been getting away with it for 100 years, so why would they stop now? But yeah, it's like, and look, the best way I've talked about, if you want to protect yourself from this kind of bullshit, become a trans woman. It's not that hard. There's no downside. I'm not saying it's like, you're not going to, now you cannot defeat the left by becoming trans. That's not the point. The point is to basically camouflage and buy yourself time and eliminate some risk. But you cannot use being a trans woman to somehow destroy the left from within. That's not an option. So just be realistic about what your options are. But like, being a trans woman opens up doors. It shores up your risks. You'll be better off. And there's no downside. You know, it's just a letter on your driver's license. Also, another advantage of being a trans woman, you can win a literary award for women.